Phil Hendry presents The Phil Hendry Show, and I'll be filling in tonight. I'm Bobby Dooley, and The World of Phil Hendry is, of course, produced by Phil Hendry, but he's not here right now. I called up Rick Wiffner. Rick, are you here?
I'm here, Bobby, yes.
And Rick, generally, at the end of the show, at the end of our podcasts...
He talks about the wardrobe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He does the wardrobe, and then we have Gene Abercrombie, and Gene will be here later, but excuse me, I'm a little bit nervous. My name is Bobby Dooley, and I'm going to be filling in tonight for Phil Hendry here on The World of Phil Hendry. And Steve, I wish you would excuse me for just 2 seconds, ladies and gentlemen. I wish you would take it off of that television station.
Why? It's all about the crime and everything.
The man's face, it looks like someone kicked it in.
Oh, yeah, his face is wrecked.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We were talking yesterday about the National Geographic show called Naked and Afraid, which features couples in the wild. It's kind of like Survivor, except they're not wearing clothes, I guess, you know?
Yeah, we were saying they're the women are ugly and everything.
Well, the women are really ugly on that show. The men are no bargain either. And so I was discussing on the Bobby Dooley podcast, and I hope you listen to it. It's called the Bobby Dooley podcast. I was talking about how ugly the women were and how the show needed a better talent coordinator. I know it's coming off sounding very mean-spirited, and I don't mean it to.
No, it wasn't mean-spirited or anything, but you're talking about how they're ugly and the men are tiny.
Well, don't get into the men, because we were talking about how well, if you'll pardon the expression, endowed the men were. We theorized that they were...
Probably a little too.
Never mind, Steve. So, but yeah, you're right, honey. Not what we would call... I don't think they're normal. I really don't think they're normal. I think it's some kind of abnormality there.
To go along with how wrecked looking the women are.
To go along with how wrecked women, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, this show that you're watching, a man, he went over the handlebars of a bicycle, and his face went right into the asphalt, right?
Yeah, well, the guy's, it's actually pretty funny. He got out of prison because he was in for murder, and they went, okay. And then he got out, and he goes, I'm out of prison. And he got drunk on a bike, and his face got trucked. It went right into a curb.
So he got out of prison.
Yeah, he got out of prison.
And he's celebrating his freedom, and he's riding a bike down the street drunk, and he hits a pothole, and his face goes right into the curb, and he sort of gave himself curb bite.
Yeah, he did. He decided he'd go ahead and bite down.
Well, no one, I mean, we're not saying that literally.
Well, I don't know.
No, honey, no one gives themselves curb bite on, good Lord.
Well, no, I mean... How do you know?
Steve, I'm not going to argue with you. Excuse me, ladies. I'm not going to argue. So he didn't give himself... No man willingly gives himself curb bite. You don't go, wow, I'm so guilty about being a criminal out of prison. After I'm done drinking this beer...
yeah, okay.
God, Steve. Wow.
Well, I mean, it's not that. You're making me sound like I'm all a tard.
Don't say tard, because it's short for the other word. We are excited tonight, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have on Amalio Fandango. Okay. Amalio Fandango is one of our... He is the head of security at Western Estates. And a lot of you don't know who I am. I should introduce myself. I'm the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Western Estates is a 75-home gated community in the San Fernando Valley, okay, in the Los Angeles portions. There's the Los Angeles, we're in the outer portion, or the outer...
Yeah, like the suburbs.
Like the suburbs, yeah. And anyway, so that's what I do, and Amalio is the head of our security there at Western Estates. We're going to talk with him in a few moments about what it's like to be the head of the security at the Western Estates homeowners, you know, not the homeowners, but at the gated community where the gates are.
Yeah, because that's where he is, at the gate.
That's where we have him, yeah. And by the way, we're so proud of the work that Emalio has done for us over the years that we renamed our service entrance, which is a very gorgeous. If you go on the Phil Henry website, you'll see a photograph of the south portion entrance that goes along. It goes along Funk Road, right, Steve?
Yeah, that's right. It goes along the Funk Road, and Funk, you know, it's Funk. It's a good road.
Well, I know it's a good. Why would you say it's not a good road?
Because it's called Funk, and people have written in letters.
All right. Well, I don't know about that, but
yeah, they have.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, if you've written a letter in saying I'd like to move to Western Estates, but the boulevard that traverses the back entrance, you know, it's called Funk Road. What's that about? I can assure you it's simply the name of probably the developer or someone that was handy, I guess, when they named the road. Because the road was new when they built Western Estates Homeowners Association, of which I, again, I'd like to say, am the president of the Homeowners Association of...
Yeah, of the...
Of the gated... you know, of the gated.
Well, yeah, but the gates are...
Of the gated area of inside which are houses.
Yeah.
All right. And also, I would like to tell you that we are planning our winter tacular. We have four taculars. We have the fall... I guess you'd say it starts with the... Does it start with the winter, or does it start...
Yeah, it starts with the winter, even though the winter starts in another year.
It what, Steve?
It starts in the winter. Oh, my God.
Well, no, I'm not getting angry, but...
Well, don't you understand? Can't you even read a clock?
Can I read a clock? Excuse me for another second. How dare you?
I'm sorry.
All right, the Wintertacular starts it because winter is the first season of the year, even though it starts in the another year, which is the one before it. Excuse me. Oh, I almost choked on something. I wonder what that was.
I don't know.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
So then there's the Springtacular, the Summertacular, and the Falltacular. So our Wintertacular's coming up. And we did a dance. Steve and I love the song from the movie Titan.
Titanic.
Titanic, is it? It was the boat that sank. And we love it from the movie that they did about the boat. And it's called And My Heart Will Go On. Well, anyway, four of us gals from the Circle of Taste, which is a select group of women here in the Homeowners Association, who we like to think set the trend and the standard for the other gals, you know, that live here, you know. So we practiced the song, And My Heart Will Go On, or however it goes. You know, we're still practicing it. And we had a bit of a controversy, and we're going to get into what that controversy was. It did result in one of the four gals being asked to leave the Circle of Taste, and we just did notice today that her home is up for sale. So we're very happy the direction that it's going in, and we know that Tara Wiebe Walker, who is the former member of the Circle of Taste, we know, Tara, that you're going to be very happy wherever you and Dale decide to live, which my understanding is because of the hit he took with his income, and that has nothing to do with what happened between you and I. My understanding is the hit he took with his income with a lot of the mortgage scam. Well, I better not get into it. But her husband did take a major hit. Isn't that your understanding, Steve?
Yeah, apparently he took a hit on income.
My husband, Steve, by the way, operates a wildly successful landscaping business, which he does do. He has the contract for Western Estates, but that's because he's good at it, not on account of anything me favoring him.
Yeah, well, if you call it like I forget what it's called, nudism.
It's nepetalis, necrophilia. It's not about necrophilia. Oh, I'm sorry, nepotism. Is that it?
Yeah.
It's not about that. I can assure you it's not about that. All right, we're very excited to be filling in here on the Phil Henry Show. This is the world of Phil Henry. And, of course, the phone number here is 855-500-7445. And you can also hear my podcast every day on the Sideshow Network. And we're going to be right back here on The World of Phil Hendry with our special guest, Amalia Fandango, the head of Fandango Security. And they're the ones that run the security that keeps the security at Western Estates. They are at both gates, the south and the front gate. And they're the smiling faces that you see that ask you to slow down and stop. And they go through your trunk. And I'm sure you understand when you enter Western Estates. We'll be right back here on the world famous, the world of Phil Hendry, famous Phil Hendry.
Yeah, the world famous, world of Phil Hendry famous.
He is world famous. The world of Phil Hendry, and this is Bobby Dooley filling in here on the world of Phil Hendry. I also want to say thank you, Nikki McKee, who is filling in. Well, no, she's not filling in.
No, she's always filling in.
Well, no, she's not always filling in. It is her job to be a part of the Phil Hendry, the world of Phil Hendry, where she is in the control center. She's our technical director and a wonderful gal. And I think if Nikki lived out here, I think I'd love to have her in Circle of Taste.
Yeah, she'd probably give a lot of, you know, class and everything to it.
Well, not that we need the class.
No. But I think it would be great.
It would be great to have her. So, Nikki, if you ever move out here to California, and if you ever find yourself singing, "Oh, California, here I go, dee, dee, dee," then look us up here at the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Now, I want to bring on a really great guy who's been the head of our security. How long, Steve?
Well, Amalia, like either 2001 or 96.
Yeah, it was either one of those 2 years. I think it was 96, or it was either 96 or 2005. Amalia, it doesn't matter. When you came to Western Estates, we're so glad that you did. And you know what? It's so funny when you were just sitting there at that gate that day, out in front of our gate bleeding, and I found you there, and Catherine Booger Bougainvillea, who lived up there in the very front house there in the agave phase, she said, "There's a man bleeding from the head laying on the pavement here." And little did we know that within 2 weeks we'd hire you as the head of security.
Bobby, I remember those days, and what can I tell you but thank you for patching me up and giving me the idea to operate security there and start my own security company, Fandango Security, and to have the South Archway named for Fandango, that's my name. I can't even pronounce my own name.
Fandango. It's almost as if you've got this. You still have the head injury, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, it's almost like you still have a head injury.
I know. Sometimes it feels like that. Fandango Security. I am very proud to lend my meager talents to keeping Western Estates secure.
Well, you do such a wonderful job, and everyone always comments, who is that very handsome and very polite and very professional man there at the gate? And we always say, that's Amalia with Fandango. Because a lot of people, Amalia, and I'm sure you've run into this, oh, well, he's just a worker because of your Hispanic roots, right?
Some people will think, where is your boss? And I say, I'm the boss. And they'll give you a look and look you up and down and turn their nose up as if they just smelled something that was so fetid it was as if there was something dead in the trunk of the car. And sometimes I'll say to them, let me look in your trunk again. It looks to me as if you're smelling something dead. What are we talking about? Casey Anthony? And they'll say, ha ha, it breaks the ice, you know.
Well, that's the other thing. You have a great way of putting people at ease as you go through the normal security steps. What are the security steps, Amalia? And then I want to get into some of the things that makes your security here at Western Estates. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're broadcasting from our community center at Western Estates here in Western Estates, California, in the valley. That's where we live, in the valley. Don't we, Amalia?
Yes, you live in the valley.
In the valley, not in the San Gabriel Valley.
Yeah, that's the San Fernando Valley. And that's a part of the city of Los Angeles, which it still is, even though my lady is, if you don't mind me calling you my lady, Bobby, that's something that I've just gotten used to.
It is so elegant. I'm so spoiled by this man. He calls me my lady and does a little bit of a genuflect.
Yeah, it's a little bit. You're kind of wearing it out, you know.
Steve, don't excuse me, Amalio.
I don't want to offend.
No, you don't offend at all. Hold on. What is your problem? Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. What is your problem?
I mean, he's all bending on his knee and everything, like he wants to go, you know, go blah, blah, blah.
You filthy, dirty...
Ow!
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you slap him?
Yes, I did slap him. Did you hear what he said?
All I heard was blah, blah, and...
I didn't mean it.
Sit over there, please. Don't even come near me. I don't even want to smell you near me. Sit there. Not there, there.
I want to go get a drink of water.
No, sit there. I apologize, ladies. I am so, so sorry. Let's, Amalio, just pretend as if Steve never happened, as if his mother never even had him. Shall we?
Well, in that case, will you marry me? I'm only kidding.
Oh, that's so cute.
Just kidding.
God, that's, man, I tell you what, man, you're sucking up and everything.
Steve, do you want it again? Because I can give it to you in two different languages. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry.
I can go forehand, backhand, forehand. I can do the whole Three Stooges, you know, wiggling the hand up and down and then do the eyes. Whatever you want.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Steve, listen, I understand the way you want to protect your woman, so I understand.
No, you don't understand, because you're all genuflecting.
Steve, I'll have no more of it. I'll have none of it. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
My husband, Steve, and I love him dearly, but that was uncalled for. And I want to say again, Amalio, I appreciate very much in this day and age where very few men have manners, very few men have any kind of gentility. They don't even know how to open a door for a woman. Do you see this a lot?
I do see it a lot with the younger generation of men. They don't know anything about how to pull a chair out, how to say to a woman, you know, I'll make the decision, which a woman would like, you know, or to open the door and say, there, get in, you know, not get in there, but here's the door is open. And I do that for my woman. I do that for my women.
You know what, you rascal? I thought you had more than one.
Well, right now.
Well, somebody's going to make an honest man out of you, I know.
Well, but I think that, yes, that kind of polite behavior is gone. And when I open the door, or when I pull out a chair, when I will, for instance, after dinner, I will get a cigar, one of the stogies that I've got. Maybe I haven't finished. I go out to my desk and get one out of the ashtray, and I'll hold it up in the air. That is my sign for her to come and to light it. Now, that sounds like I'm telling her what to do.
But you're not. You're giving her the opportunity to be a woman.
Exactly. I'm giving her the opportunity to light my cigar and then to get away from me, not because I don't love her, but it's after dinner and I'm talking with the men. So go back into the...
Into the kitchen?
Sure. She doesn't have to be the kitchen, because you can hire help, but go and supervise them taking the plates and rinsing them off, or whatever you do. It doesn't sound like you need to supervise that.
And what do you say to a lot of women who, see, I think a lot of that is misinterpreted as sexism. You know what I mean?
No, it's not sexism, or what you meant to say was sexism.
Yes, I think a lot of that is called sexism. What do you think?
No. This is, a woman wants to be treated like a lady. She wants to have the chair pulled out. She wants to have the chair pushed in. She wants to have, I was going to make a dirty joke.
Please don't. It's still very early in the evening.
When I said pushed in.
Oh, my God. And I was thinking that, too, and I would have said it. You would have slapped me.
Steve, yes, I would have slapped you. Amalio is front and center right now. I'd rather not, Amalio.
Okay. But in any event, women want to be treated like a woman. A woman wants to be treated like women. I'm sorry.
Women want to be treated like a woman. I mean, I'm sorry. You had it right the first time.
Right. A woman wants to be treated like the women. Right?
No, a woman wants to be treated like a woman.
Well, duh. A woman wants to be treated like a woman. What are you, retarded? God.
Yeah, I don't know. Is he for real?
Are you for real, Steve? Anyway, we're going to be back here with Amalio Fandango, who is head of security for the Western States Homeowners Association. And we're going to continue talking about things that are vital to today's homeowner. What kind of security do you have? And stuff like that. This is the world of Phil Hendry. I'm Bobby Dooley, filling in. Nikki is on the technical board where the wires and the everything is. Steve, I had to slap across the face because he made a filthy comment about, what did you say, Steve? It was filthy, and I don't even want to. We'll be right back. The world of Phil Hendry, I'm Bobby Dooley. The world of Phil Hendry returns here. And hello, everyone. I'm Bobby Dooley. And before we go any further, I want to bring on one of our very, very favorite people. I hear him a lot on the Phil Hendry Show when Phil is here. This is the Phil Hendry Show, by the way, but he's not here. So it's the Phil Hendry Show. I'm Bobby Dooley.
Yeah, that's what it's called, the Phil Hendry Show, and you're Bobby Dooley.
Well, no, yes, I'm Bobby. So it's I asked Phil, he said, just call it the Phil Hendry Show / ... I'm Bobby Dooley. And to join us and tell us about a great sponsor of the Phil Hendry Show, Nova Joint, here's Lloyd Bonafide. Lloyd?
Thank you very much, Bobby and Steve. And hello, everyone. I'm Lloyd Bonafide, and I'm a man. I'm pushing 80 years of age. I was in the Korean War as a Navy veteran. I ache all over when I get out of bed sometimes. I can't begin to tell you how much pain I'm in because of joint stress. I've been running and flipping and tumbling and doing the things that you do as a veteran. And then when I worked a hunting and plumbing business, so we'd go out with hunting dogs and try to catch squirrels, and then I'd go and plumb homes. Well, that went under, and I finally settled on a heating and plumbing business, and that went very well. But because of all the exercise, I have terrible joint stress, All right, well, my wife has the bottle here of Nova Joint. That's what I use, Nova Joint, because joint stress can make it difficult to perform daily activities. Joint stress can keep you from getting adequate sleep. There have been nights I've been awake, I'm lying awake, and I can hear Carruthers down the street when he was still alive, and he's going at it with, I won't say what he's going at it with some widow, and all you hear is, yeah, 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 the pounding. And I would say, Carruthers, will you hurry up and just, in any event, Nova Joint has helped me get a good night's sleep. Vigorous exercise and competition can stress your joints. You can be younger. You can be older than me. Nova Joint, by the way, is not simply eggshell membrane. Have you fallen for that one? I used to do that, but not anymore. After 30 years of clinical experience, it takes more than just one ingredient to produce results. Nova Joint found that out. So here's what I want you to do. They've got two products, either the 30 capsule or the 90. The coupon codes are the following: Phil30 and Phil90. The best deal is the 90 capsules, and most people order this. But you can make up your mind, go to Nova Joint and check out this fantastic product. Again, it's NovaJoint.com. And if you want to read more about the product, if you don't, that's fine. I could give us, you know, I don't give a sweet, but it's NovaJoint.com, and that's NovaJoint.com. And that's...
And so that's the commercial.
Yes, that's... Get Nova Joint, though.
Well, we're going to do that, Lloyd, and thank you.
I'm supposed to be... you better call me back. I'm going to do some more. I want to talk more about Nova Joint. Why don't you...
Because we've got another guest. But thank you very much, Lloyd Bonafide. That was great. Well, on the line with me right now, here on The World of Phil Hendry, with me, Bobby Dooley, filling in. And I was thinking, Steve, unless someone's already thought of this, I think it's cute to say filling in, P-H-I-L.
Hey, that's pretty good. Yeah, they should do that.
I'm going to let them know, the people that run the Phil Hendry Show and the world of the Phil Hendry, they should call it, you know, they should call it filling in, P-H-I-L. All right, let's get back here to Emilio Fandango, who's taking his dinner break right now. And where do you go for your dinner break, Emilio?
A lot of times I'll just go down here to a IHOP. There's an IHOP here near the freeway. Western Estates is in a beautiful section of the San Gabriel Valley, which is the West Hills area, near the border, you know, to the large ranchero, the old rancheros here in the Los Angeles area. But off of the freeway, we have IHOP.
Do you like to go to that Red Lobster?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, Steve and I love it, you know?
Yeah, I go to the Red Lobster. If I'm hungry enough, I'll go to the Blue Lobster. Eh? Eh?
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, so I go wherever my hunger will lead me.
Well, I want to ask you now about the specifics of doing security at Western Estates. We really like Emilio because he is very ingenious. He is always there, but you don't really see him and his crew. He's got a very, very well-trained crew. Tell us a little bit about, let's talk, and it was very funny. It was Karen Hubert Cummings, and her husband is Jeff, and they had just moved into the Bougainvillea phase.
Yeah, Karen Hubert Cummings was a young, I don't know why, but I just, when I said her name, something gagged up. I think it's because of the trouble that we had, but...
I want everyone to know that there was a little bit of misunderstanding, but I explained to Karen, this is what makes Emilio so good.
Yeah. We do our patrols in a way so that we know not only the outside of the home, in the perimeter of the home is safe, but also inside the home. If that means that we spend some time crouched on the property, I have crouched in bushes for a good hour and a half, and Ms. Dooley, you know this.
Yeah, let me tell everyone Steve and I don't think I'm talking out of school, Steve and I, one night, we'd had some Grey Goose. Remember, Steve?
Oh, yeah, it's Grey Goose vodka, yeah.
Well, let's grow up. We had a little bit of Grey Goose. I love my Grey Goose dirty, you know. I love it dirty. Do you know what dirty means?
I do.
No, I mean the audience. It's a retard question.
You mean rhetorical?
Yeah, that's right. It's a rhetorical question. Well, dirty means it's dirty. Well, no, it's not dirty. It has olive. It's got an olive in it?
I think dirty, may I?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think dirty means olive juice.
That's right. I love to have the olive juice. So Steve and I had our martinis, and as some couples will in modern America, we went out back on a beautiful summer night, and we were...
Yeah, we're going at it pretty good.
Well, Steve, come on. We were going at it a little bit. Well, Emilio, you were in the bushes, right?
Yes, I was in the bushes, but may I make a point, because some people may misunderstand. I wasn't in the bushes to get my cheap kicks. I knew, once I saw the two of you beginning to have sex, I realized that you are vulnerable for anyone that would come along and want to beat up Steve and take you or rob you if you had your wallet on you. And, of course, if you're naked, then I did. But I did notice that Steve had his pants. He came out dragging his pants behind him. So I figured perhaps there was a wallet.
Well, I just like the creative way you think. And so up out of the bushes pops Emilio, and he goes, he gives me the high sign and gave me the, you know, the forefinger to the thumb.
Right, that's the A-okay.
The A-okay. And what's the other one?
The thumbs up, the A-okay, you know, pumping two fists as in, you know, success. And I gave Steve in particular, you know, the A-okay because he looked, I don't mean to be vulgar or crude, but he looked like he was doing pretty good.
No, that's all right. That's all right. And so everyone on the Emilio Fandango security crew will do this, correct?
Well, I believe there's nothing, and I want people to understand, I know Ms. Dooley understands, there's nothing overtly sexual, there's no perversion. We feel that looking in windows is the best way to know if a home is indeed secure. So I have my men and I will go down the streets at night and walk along the edge of a house and peek in a window. If the lights are off, we'll wait until they turn on, or if it looks like people have
Well, and what are you looking for?
We're looking to see to make sure everyone's safe. If the lights are off, and a lot of times I carry a glass with me, it's kind of stupid, but I put the glass against the window to see if I can hear.
And what are you listening for?
Well, I'm listening for anybody getting beat up or something like that, you know? So, and then I'll go and peek in. But I try not to be overt. And I remember what happened with Ms. Hubert, the lady you were talking about.
Yeah, let's talk about her and her husband, Jeff, because they made a big stink out of it. And I finally had to go over there and say, look, let me explain something. This is a gated community, so there's a lot of security. Or do you want to just live on a street where there ain't no gate? Or, I mean, where there isn't no gate?
Right. I think you said it very well to her. And I remember her jaw just opened. Her mouth just went, ha, like, you really?
Yeah, you did, Bobby. You laid her out. I mean, mentally, you laid her out.
Well, I really, really did, you know. Mm-hmm. Because I said to her, do you want to live in a gated community where we have the Taculars, a community center, and everything that we have, or do you want to live on a street where there's, like, you just drive up to your house, which is fine if that's what you want to do?
Yeah, so she had seen me. I was looking again, I was trying not to be overt, but I was staring in the window, and what I do, so you know, Ms. Dooley and your listeners, I will stand with my side to the window. I'm not looking full on. It's my side, so it looks as if I'm walking past. So if someone were to glance up, and let's say, God forbid, you know, she's, I don't know, doing something, you know, she's nude or shaving, I don't know.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of very private things you can do if a man's looking in a window.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So I'll be walking along with my side to the window, so it looks like I'm just walking past. So if she were to glance up from her shaving, or I shouldn't say shaving, I don't know what she would be doing.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good if you lucked out that way.
Excuse me for a minute. How dare you, Steve?
I'm sorry, I didn't...
Well, I can certainly understand his attitude.
But don't you think that'd be lucky?
Steve, excuse me, I'm doing an interview, and you're acting like a crude boob and a half, all right?
God, I can't do anything.
Go ahead.
I apologize.
No, it's all right. He acts like a big child.
But anyway, so if I be walking along, and if she were to glance up from whatever she's doing, and she sees me walking along with my side to the house, she'll go, oh, he's just walking past, right? And what I do, so it doesn't look like I'm being intrusive, but then I'll kind of glance over to see what's up. And I'll make two or three passes if the bedroom window's open and the light's on. I'll make two or three passes to make sure that the person is okay.
Well, and they made a big deal. And I said, you know something, Karen, let me explain something to you, because you haven't lived in a gated community before. This is the life.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is.
Yes, this is the life. All right. Hold on, Amalio. I'll be right back. I want to talk a little bit more with you before we go to the end of the hour break, and we'll do a news break, and we'll do all of those things that you hear people do when they do, not when they do.
No, you said do.
I know what I said, Steve. I didn't mean it that way.
Well, I'm checking because of the FCC.
I don't think the FCC. Excuse me, I don't think the FCC.
Well.
Oh my God. We're going to have Dean Wheeler on, who does aromatherapy. He has a day spa. He has massages. And he has saltwater scrubs. And he also has a high-powered fire hose that he points at people and shoots saltwater on them. And when I said to him, what do you call that, the Selma, Alabama bath? And we go, you don't.
What's that mean?
You know, when you saw, didn't you see those films when they did that?
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, that's very funny. No, this is how we exfoliate. And I said, exactly. So we'll be right back here. The World of Phil Hendry. I'm Bobby. It's The World of Phil Hendry. I'm Bobby Dooley.
Yeah.
The World of Phil Hendry. I am, but, well.
I'm, just say I, you just.
I'm sorry. The World of Phil Hendry. I'm Bobby Dooley. Welcome back to The World of Phil Hendry. I'm Bobby Dooley filling in. And I want you all to know that Phil is doing really good. He just has such terrible insomnia that there are days when he is not able to function. He called. Did you take the call, Steve?
Yeah, I talked to Mr. Henry, and he's, you got to do it, and then he just collapsed.
Did he collapse?
No, he didn't collapse, but he's got to do it,
What is that, Steve?
Well, it's the noise that you hear.
The noise? Oh, the one noise that goes, what is that again? That's the, Gene Wiffner. Gene, you know what it is.
Yeah, that's called a dial tone.
The dial tone, I'm sorry, you're right, the dial tone.
Yeah, that's what happened. And he goes, you got to do it, help, you know, please help me. And he called back, I said, Mr. Henry, I heard the and he said, you're so messed up, I want to come over and belt you. And see, that's why I'm sensitive today.
Phil said he wanted to come over and hit you?
Yeah, he said that I was so stupid he wanted to clock me. And I went, okay, thanks for that.
Well, Steve, sometimes, you know...
Well, you didn't know what it was.
I didn't know what was.
The thing that goes,
I told both of you it's called a dial tone.
Yeah, you told me now.
Yes, don't you remember?
Yeah, I do now, yeah.
Yeah, no, we know it's called a dial tone now, but we didn't. Okay, Gene, I mean, you don't have to...
I'm just saying.
Yeah, don't pretend like you're all smart and everything. Let's get back to our very good friend, Amalio Fandango, the head of Fandango Security. And again, if you visit us at Western Estates, and you come through the South Portico, that is our Fandango Archway. And that, and if you want to see a picture of that, it's very beautiful. It's on the home site of philhenryshow.com. And if I could, I'd put it up here. Well, maybe we will in the commercial break.
Yeah, I'll go. I'll try and do it.
What are you all crying for, Steve?
I don't know.
Maybe he's crying, you know. I don't say anything for you, Steve, but Bobby, you need a man, you know.
I really, really do need a man. And Steve...
I'm not crying about anything just because you're talking to him and I got to go and update websites. And I ought to be the sidekick, not him.
He's not the sidekick, he's the guest.
I'm just a guest, Steve. I'm not the sidekick.
Yeah, but meanwhile, she's got... Never mind.
If that's the best thing you've said this hour, never mind. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Welcome back. We have Amalio Fandango for just a couple of more minutes. So, Amalio, we were talking about you and the security at Western Estates. So when you guys are on the prowl, you're looking for... You want to keep us all safe. And part of that is, and it's a necessary evil, is looking in bedroom windows, even if we're getting undressed. Is that...
Unfortunately, yes. It's unfortunate, and believe me, there is no one more uncomfortable with that state of affairs than myself. I have two men that work with me at night. One of them is Richard, who you've met, and the other is Davey. Richard is one of the finest employees I've ever had. He is a man who has just gotten out of prison, and I think that it speaks volumes to Ms. Dooley that she is comfortable to have him here, working with us here at Fandango Security.
I believe in giving people a second chance. I really do.
Right, because there were some people that made an issue, especially this woman. She said she has a jailbird looking in the window while she's shaving, you know, and I made the mistake of going, oh, yeah, like that.
Well, you were evidencing interest in, was the family safe?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was doing.
Well, you go, she said she's shaving, you go, oh, yeah, like that? That what you did?
Excuse me, Steve, I'm doing the interview.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I respect you, Mr. Dudley, but...
Well, his name is Dooley.
I'm sorry, Mr. Dooley, I respect you, but please don't interpret. When she said that Ricardo or Richard, who just got out of the San Luis Obispo men's colony, and...
And he's doing a good job for you, right?
He's doing a great job for me. You know, just because a guy gets out of prison doesn't mean he's stupid. You know, and so when she said that that guy was looking in the bedroom window while she was, quote, grooming, I said, well, what's that about?
Yeah, that's a very good question, because you know you've got a guy that's fresh out of prison. He's now working security, so he's going to be looking in a lot of windows. And she picked that time to groom. you know.
Yeah, yeah, I thought there was wrong. And so when she said I was grooming, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, I went, yeah? And what I was saying was, okay, thank you, I'll make a note of that. It wasn't like I was going, yay.
But you said it, oh, yeah, you said it that way.
Well, yes, I did, because I couldn't believe my ears that she's there sitting in a chair, full on to the window with the lights on. She must have had like a spotlight on in there, Klieg lights, studio lights. And she's quote-unquote grooming. Well, I've seen women groom, and this was more like I don't know what, man, like she was waxing herself. Or anyway, and so she said I was grooming, and I said, no kidding. And,
Well, you can't do it like that. That sounds all sick and twisted.
What did he say to me?
What'd you say, Steve?
That sounds sick and twisted. The guy goes, yeah.
No, it is not sick and twisted. You really do have a filthy mind. You know that? Get over here. Come here.
You said?
Come here.
Ow!
Go sit over there.
Did you slap him?
Yes, I did slap him.
Oh, my God, Well, in any event, I guess...
It's necessary. Listen, Amalio, I appreciate very much you being a part of our show this evening. Amalio Fandango, ladies and gentlemen. Hey! I love to just do... I wish we had a studio audience. That would be so much fun to go, yay, Amalio Fandango, yay. Well, it's time for us to take a break here and go to a commercial break. And that's what we're going to do right now here. I'm Bobby Dooley. This is The World of Phil Hendry. Dean Wheeler, next hour.